This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Why did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session, Sammy, right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation, really, seriously. Today is a very, 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 very serious day, but I want you to head up to the website first, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three, 17,212 things that you can do up there on the website. You only need to do one, though. Okay? Give me your email address. Seriously. If you give me your email address, what it allows me to do is every week I send out an email. I'll let you know, who's going to be on the show. Yes, I let you know what we're selling to. You got to sell stuff to stay in business, right? So I let you know what we're selling, what stories are coming up, who we're going to be talking with, that kind of thing. You can buy my book while you're up there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been afraid, if you would, afraid of, but the leftists made you afraid of them, have they not? They're the ones that have called these things out as to what they believe they are. So, anyhow, let's get right to it. You know, I don't mind doing this stuff. I love doing this stuff, but it's almost like all the little business stuff that you got to take care of really just gets in the way of me having some, well, having some fun. You know what I'm saying? So, on December 7th, 1941, Japanese planes attacked Pearl Harbor. Now, if you were alive and coherent and old enough to understand what was going on, you probably would have heard something like this.
From the NBC newsroom in New York, President Roosevelt said in a statement today that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, from the air. I'll repeat that. President Roosevelt says that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii from the air.
We will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletin. Stay tuned to this station.
The Jell-O program brought to you by Jell-O and Jell-O Pudding.
Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement. The entire regular personnel of the sheriff and police office has been placed on a two-platoon basis with 12-hour shift. All auxiliary personnel has been directed to stand by for emergency service instructions. The regular county defense program is functioning in an orderly manner, and citizens are urged to remain calm and avoid all unnecessary confusion because of hysteria. Citizen volunteers are asked to go quietly to their nearest police or fire stations and offer their services if they wish to help. There is no immediate cause for alarm, and coolness will accomplish more than anything else.
We return you now to Hollywood.
Can you imagine that morning, getting up and listening to this, and not really knowing what's going on, and you're getting bits and pieces, because it's not like it is today. You don't hop on that interweb thing, right, and get all the information you need? Seriously, think about it. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me today. And I'm going to hit some of this.
Look at the shelf.
I love those shows. Anyway, I'm looking at this, and I want you to look at this, and I want you to think about this, and I want you to remember today. Seriously. Because by remembering what's going on today, by remembering what went down, we'll never forget. You know what we're never going to forget? We're never going to forget that there were over 2,300 Americans killed on this day. All right? I mean, the 76th anniversary. I don't even know if we want to call it the, how about the remembrance? Anniversary sounds like a happy thing. It's not a happy thing. You know, and part of when I look through this and I read the stories, the USS Arizona was completely destroyed. The USS Oklahoma capsized. Total of 12 ships sank or were beached in the attack. And 9 additional vessels were damaged. More than 160 aircraft were destroyed. More than 150 others were damaged. This was a major blow to us in the United States. I mean, forgive me, I don't mean it the way it's going to sound, but, you know, the Twin Towers did not hurt our military forces. This took a big chunk out of our ability to defend ourselves. Now, the hurried dispatch from ranking United States Naval Officer in Pearl Harbor, Admiral Husband Edward Kimmel, Commander-in-Chief of the United States Pacific Fleet, to all major Navy commands, right, this was a one-line telegram went out. Air raid on Pearl Harbor, this is not a drill. Wow, can you imagine? Ultimately, the total number that died at Pearl Harbor were 2,335, including over 2,000 Navy personnel, 109 Marines, 218 Army, and 68 civilians. Once you added everybody up, including the civilians, it was over 2,400, and 1,100 of those were from the USS Arizona. Right? A total unprovoked attack on this country. Sound familiar? Oh, I didn't want to go down this road, but look at this was a long war. Okay, that was, to a big degree, that was a long war. And you're going to hear, I'm going to play the clip from Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, on how long he, on how long that he said this was going to last, how long he was willing to fight through. And, you know, you listen to guys like Churchill, who says, we'll never give up. Never, ever, ever, ever give up. We're going to fight this until the very last heartbeat. We'll hear from President Roosevelt after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, Amazon and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You're listening to The Real Side on TCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Seriously, sitting on the couch and just nodding your head and screaming along with the other ones. Do something. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Ain't that hard. Anyway. I am Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure. Today we're remembering Pearl Harbor Day. We're remembering those who gave their lives for us. I mean, really, these guys weren't doing anything anymore. They weren't bothering anybody. They were minding their own business on a Sunday morning. We're celebrating the 76th anniversary. I don't know if you saw it on the corner of my eye. I'll get back to it later on, but mainstream media is actually pounding on the, they're pounding on President Trump for slurring his words when he gave his Jerusalem speech. I mean, God forbid, right? All right. So, I can't believe this is the only thing they can talk about today. They got so many other things to talk about. This is it? This is all? Christopher from Maryland is joining me right now. Christopher, thanks for being with me.
No problem. I was on yesterday.
Well, right. So how you doing, Christopher?
Okay. The only thing that reminds me of about Pearl Harbor is.
What do you mean? Is that what you that's what you take away as a remembrance from Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, because countless amount of people got slaughtered just because of their beliefs.
Yeah, well, Hitler felt that the only perfect race was the Aryan race, you know, and Jews didn't fall into that. Just wasn't going to happen. Yeah, hey, Christopher, I really appreciate you calling in. I want to get to Roosevelt's speech, though, and I'm really tight with the time. You can call back after the speech if you want to, but I appreciate you coming on with me.
No problem.
All right, thanks. So, and I do appreciate people calling in. I really do, but I've only got so much time to cut all this up. So, when President Roosevelt came out and gave his speech, I find it just wonderful. And here is the time, no matter what you believe or how skeptical you are or anything like that, here was a time when the president was willing to I don't think we have the guts for this today. I don't think we have the stomach for war today. I don't think we have, I don't want to say the courage, because I don't mean that. We have many, 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 many courageous people in our armed services. So I don't mean it that way. But we definitely, I don't think we have that level of fight, that stomach, like we used to have for this kind of thing. This is Roosevelt letting us know that we're declaring war on Japan.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate and of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have...
You know, when you think about what he was telling people, we lost almost a whole fleet that day, or I think we did lose a whole fleet that day. We lost the ability, or a good portion of the ability, to protect our West Coast. The damage that could have been done is unthinkable. I don't know if people really understand or understood what was happening that day. But everybody came together to fight that day. Everybody knew how long it was going to take to win this. This was not going to be an overnight war.
Been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense, but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us.
I want you to think about something here. He is doing what we would never do today. He's calling them out as our enemy. He's calling them out as someone who attacked the Japanese attack. Could you say that? I mean, we have a hard time saying the Muslims attacked us or extremist Muslims attacked us or. We can't do that. Makes everybody uncomfortable, you know. It's just amazing, isn't it?
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
Oh my God, he said we were righteous. You can't say we're better than them. Don't you know that? What's wrong with him?
I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us.
In other words, we're going to blow the crap out of you. We're not going to let you get away with this, and we're going to let other nations see that the United States will never be laying around as a sitting duck. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Hey, you know, Frankenstein gave it up today. We'll talk about that more on the other side. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, Dave, the gold guy, is going to be on with us up in the next hour. Going to talk about your finances. Bitcoin, which is just totally boggling my mind. Seriously. So Bitcoin had $70 million stolen from it the other day, taken from it. It was breached, and it went up in value. I just don't get it. I've never been able to figure these market type of things out and all of that. It's just constantly amazing to me. So anyway, David will be talking about Bitcoin and a few other things. Also, the Karen Sigmund's going to join me, and she's not on the show that often. I wish she was on more. It's just hard for us to line up our schedules. But, you know, we're going to talk about all the crazy stuff that you've been hearing about all day today. And when I say that, I mean that, you know, listen, you got the Huffington Post says that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it was a, is slash was a racist movie and may have been homophobic as well. No, that's Charlie Brown. I watched that my whole life. I never saw, I don't know, a homophobic or a gay reference in the thing. So all of a sudden, you got to stop watching it because your kids are going to get, they're going to learn how to be bullied or how to bully. You know, the left just doesn't want to be happy. That they're like in perpetual misery. What are they? They must hate themselves and everything around them. I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, I'm going to put you through it like I went through it, because here's the deal. Al Franken gave a speech, a resignation speech today. So he's going to step down within the next few weeks. I wonder why it takes so long. What's he going to burn on the way out? You know what I mean? But there were some key things in the speech that were missing. Some of the things that he said that I thought were just fantastically funny. And let's hear from Uncle Al. I think this ought to be a good one.
I felt that we had entered an important moment in the history of this country. We were finally beginning to listen to women about the ways in which men's actions affect them. The moment...
Al, there was a lot of us that had already been women listening to the women's issues, women's problems, and what they were dealing with. Some of us chose not to take advantage of that. That's all.
Affect them. The moment was long overdue. I was excited for that conversation and hopeful that it would result in real change that made life better for women all across the country and in every part of our society. Then the conversation turned to me. Over the last few weeks, a number of women have come forward to talk about how they felt my actions had affected them. I was shocked. I was upset. But in responding to their claims, I also wanted to be respectful.
I got kind of confused there. Sorry, but I did. He was shocked and upset at what? At what he did? I'm just curious. Because he's not, you'll hear him as he's talking. He's not very clear about certain things. Was he shocked that he did these things and didn't remember them? Too drunk to remember them? Yeah, let's hear what he has to say. Because I'm sure he has something to say, right? I mean,
of that broader conversation. Because all women deserve to be heard and their experiences taken seriously. I think that was...
You think Hillary Clinton feels that way now? I'm just asking.
It's the right thing to do. I also think it gave some people the false impression that I was admitting to doing things that, in fact, I haven't done.
Now, that's key. I mean, this is a very key moment here. Notice he said that it gave people the false impression that he was admitting to things he hadn't done. Now, I will say one thing. Maybe he's truly, and I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, so back off. Maybe he truly is trying to get out of the way so the Senate can actually get something done. Now, you know, I don't totally believe that. I believe this guy's very, 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 very full of himself. Okay? But, in the same token, you gotta listen to the... Hold on. You just got to listen to the rest of the speech.
Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently. I said at...
Well, when you're drunk, you know what I'm saying?
At the outset, that the Ethics Committee was the right venue for these allegations to be heard and investigated and evaluated on their merits. That I was prepared to cooperate fully and that I was confident in the outcome. You know, an important part of the conversation we've been having the last few months has been about how men abuse their power and privilege to hurt women. I am proud that during my time in the Senate, I have used my power to be a champion of women. And that I have earned a reputation.
All right. I got to stop that. So, we know people in Washington. And it's not a secret. But Mr. Frankenstein is not known for how well he treats people. Women and others included. He's known for how he treats people like garbage that work for him or just under him. He's well known for that. He's well known for the way he berates his staff and others around him. He's not a nice man.
And as someone who respects the women I work alongside every day, I know there's been a very different picture of me painted over the last few weeks, but I know who I really am.
And so do we. Look, there's not been a different picture. Here's the thing. If you vehemently deny all these things, then stay and fight it. It's really that simple. Do not let them hang you or anybody else. Take your due process. Make sure that, because the appearance of evil is here. The appearance that you are doing something wrong is here. And here you are stepping down, saying that you really didn't do anything wrong, that you don't remember these experiences like they do, even though we have pictures of you groping women, actual pictures that you say are you. See, you thought you were being funny. I get that, but apparently you weren't. But notice, listen to the speech. It's all about him and who he is and how it's affected him.
Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing, has brought this honor on this institution.
So he's separating the two, right? He's separating the actions he takes while he's there. And I have friends of mine locally that are crying right now because this guy's leaving. are upset that he's leaving. Now, they get on my case for what I say at my radio show, but not as an elected official. You know, they bring that into what I say as an elected official. This guy, they're going to give him a pass? They're going to allow him to have two different lives? Just like they did with President Billy Bob? Right? When he, I guess when he was in on the clock, it was okay for him to have sex in the White House. When he was on the clock, he couldn't. They made a distinction.
And I am confident that the Ethics Committee would agree. Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate. I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls' campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
But this decision is not about me. It's about the people of Minnesota. It's become clear that I can't both pursue the Ethics Committee.
I love this. I loved all of that. So because they were doing it, it was okay. Both of those have vehemently denied all of that. So it's not like they said, well, that might have happened. I might have been drunk. It could have happened. And I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I didn't think it was going to bother them. It just goes on, and it never stops. And it's always, it's called deflection. Tammy and I learned that when we were doing some kind of parenting class 117 years ago. And they talk when you have a whole bunch of kids, a little group of kids, grip of kids, whatever you want to call them, they love doing deflection. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Al Frankenstein joins us. Yeah, kind of, sort of. He'll be here on the other side of the break, too. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved in the conversation. I do want you involved in what's going on, because you know what? If you get involved, if you have a conversation, if you have a little back and forth, then maybe you'll figure out what's going on. I mean, sometimes you get bits and pieces of the conversation. You think you know what it says. You jump in, and you look like a fool. Not on purpose, but you'll look like a fool anyway. All right. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the chat room almost maybe, I think. And then you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you been taught to hate about guys like me. You're going to find out how false or fake they really are. Okay. I've been playing. We've been talking about Al Franken and his inability to actually honestly give a... to really give an apology. He has to throw President Trump in there. He has to throw Judge Roy Moore in there. He has to, you know, talk about how it's been really confusing to him and it's been a tough time for him. We're the victims. I wish he would spend a tenth of the time on the victims if they truly exist, because if they don't exist, if this is all a lie, then do not resign. Don't let them get away with this. You need to fight and push back. You need to ask for your due process. We've seen this happen before. where men especially are accused of doing certain things that they don't do, and they lose life. Yeah, well, they lose their job, they lose their families. So Mr. Franken is trying to convince us not only to do anything wrong, but, you know, maybe he shouldn't resign. Take a listen.
But this decision is not about me. It's about the people of Minnesota. It's become clear that I can't both pursue the ethics committee process and at the same time remain an effective senator.
Actually, it is about you. technically, it's about you. It's about, look, if you're resigning, and in one breath you say, because I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm resigning because there's too much going on. Wow. So what did you do when you were actually in the Senate fighting and there were things going on all around you? Did you back off? Did you get away from it? Did you stop? No, I hope not. You have to fight no matter what's going on around you.
For them. Let me be clear. I may be resigning my seat, but I am not giving up my voice.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I will continue to stand up for the things I believe in as a citizen and as an activist. But Minnesotans deserve a senator who can focus with all her energy on addressing the challenges.
A senator who can focus with all her energy. Is he now identifying as a female? Or is he suggesting that a female be appointed? I mean, what's that? And I'd even go further than that, right? Why can't we get back to, let's just choose the right person for the job? Why is that so tough?
They face every day. There is a big part of me that will always regret having to walk away from this job with so much work left to be done. Everyone who has worked for me knows how much I admire and respect them.
What a line of stuff. No, seriously. The more people I talk to that know him, work with him, have worked with him, or been around him, say he's one of the meanest, disrespecting people they know.
And I have faith, or at least hope, that members of this Senate will find the political courage necessary to keep asking the tough questions.
Did you hear this guy when he was questioning, you know, when he was on the Senate questioning people? What does he consider a tough question? One that's incoherent? Does it make sense? I'm curious.
Hold this administration accountable and stand up for the truth.
You mean like you held the last administration accountable? Like you did with the Obama administration, or Oblamo administration, as I like to call it.
This has been a tough few weeks for me.
See, that's what I mean. What about your victims? Why are you leaving if you're innocent? Don't do it. Stay and fight. Leaders can fight on several fronts at once. If you're truly innocent, then stay with it. Don't give up. Call your accusers out if they're not telling the truth. We've seen pictures that say otherwise, but hey, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
But I am a very, very lucky man. I have a beautiful, healthy family that I love. And that
see, if you love your family, if you honestly love your family, and you love your wife, and you love your kids, why would you embarrass them like this? I mean, if you truly did this. Again, I want to be clear about this. I have no knowledge that he really did any of this. None at all. So I don't know how guilty or not guilty he is. But why would you do this to your family?
It loves me very much. I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah, that's too bad. Because you've got others that you did things to that are losing sleep over what you did to them.
I won my first election by 312 votes. Could have easily gone.
Oh, it should have gone the other way. Yeah, because you had a box of ballots show up out of nowhere all of a sudden when the polls were long closed. You had lost the election. You guys need to go Google his first election. Talk about something with that's tainted with a gray cloud over it. His first election is exactly that.
The other way. And even when you win, progress is far from inevitable.
All right, so that last statement alone. Even when you win, progress is far from inevitable. Which is really kind of funny because what do the Dems harp on President Trump about? He's got nothing done. He's been in there 10 months. So apparently for them, for him, it's okay to say that, right? That, you know, hey, just because I get in doesn't mean I can win or doesn't mean I can get anything done right away. It's going to take a while to move through stuff. And that's okay because it's coming from them. You know what's really funny? Every time I see his face, you know what I think of? You know what goes through my mind? I can't stop. There it is again. And then he starts talking. And this just swirls around his head. I know. You too, right? I mean, it's not just me, is it? 855-ROLL Joe. 855-732-5563. Yes, I do. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the guy. Serious. Look, for me, and I don't hate this guy. Don't get me wrong. Okay? Actually, to a degree, I'm not trying to be self-righteous here, but to a degree, I really feel sorry for these guys that take advantage of women. And I feel sorry because they're so weak. And they feel like that they have to take advantage of a woman to show how strong they are. You know what I'm saying? And they need help tremendously. They need a lot of help. And they just, I don't know, too dull to get it. And I don't like him. And I don't know. See that? Somebody's going to take that twisted. But some of you know what I mean by that. They are very sick people. Anybody who preys on a woman or young kids are very, very sick people. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And, you know, today it's Pearl Harbor Day. So, don't let it go. Don't forget about it. Don't forget what happened today. You know what I mean? See, I don't want to do this story now because I'm gonna do the story next. So the next hour we're gonna talk a little bit about Nancy Pelosi, who got. I mean, you can't. Well, actually, it's Pelosi, so you can't believe it. Some of the comments she made about the bill that moved through the House about concealed carry reciprocity. She made some comments that right away anybody with two real brain cells that were alive and that were actually working. Halfway through the first sentence, I would have slapped her in the head and gone, whoop, wait a minute, no, don't want to say that. But if you want to know what that was, you got to come back in the next hour. Seriously. I screwed that one up. It's not Karen Sigmund in the next hour. She's in the third hour. We're going to have David Fisher in the next hour. So we're going to find out about Bitcoin, a few other things, and I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. Look, don't go far. Tell your friends. Your loved ones, your unloved ones, your family members, the ones you like and don't like. Just phrase it differently depending on who you're telling. You can find the show up at therealside.com where you can find stations and times and all the other fun stuff. If you can't listen right now, we have an Android app. We have an Apple app. We have more ways to get this show than you have to get the cold. I'm keeping it clean because I don't know who's listening. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back.